волшебную книжку, как стать волшебником.
And at the end of that year, we found out that that year the teacher read a story to the children about magic. The story was how to become, как стать волшебником, how to become a witch or sorcerer.
Это реальная книга из серии там 9 книг.
That's a book out of a series of 9 books.
Эти книги про Гарри Поттера.
Про кого? Ah, the Harry Potter books.
Да. Родители, которые отпускают детей в школы,
parents who send the children to school,
они не всегда понимают, в какую духовную опасность они отдают детей.
They do not always understand the spiritual danger into which they're allowing the children to go.
И только через много-много лет,
and only after many years,
они могут со слезами на глазах или когда у них волосы дыбом встанут,
they only see that with tears in their eyes or maybe with their hair on end.
Почему они теряют время, я не знаю.
I don't know why they're wasting time. Don't waste time. I'm just looking at the comments. I'd like to talk about the thing about people talking about the high price. Talking about the price of the desks. And other things. I once talked with a brother who helped to begin a school. Зайдин, за что?
The furniture, he paid more than $50.
For one piece of furniture.
Yeah, that mostly was a few bucks, a few dollars.
Mostly, yeah. So for no more, for no piece did he pay more than 15, 20 years ago, it was a few dollars a piece of furniture. So yeah, of course, if we want to have a school like a public school with real nice desks, if we want everything to be up to date in the latest technology, of course, that's not possible. But if we are agreed to have a place to have classes and simple desks, and if we want that in a Christian school, it's possible. A lot of immigrants have just real basic furniture, maybe they even found it outside. We're not ashamed of that. I have a couch like that at home too. It's a real nice couch.
But
and if we pray about it, the Lord will help us to be able to find desks and blackboards that won't cost that much. Many other private schools, like Catholic schools and Lutheran schools, they're closing down. And a brother I was talking with said he bought a lot of things at schools like that, and it was really cheap for him. They prayed about it, and the Lord sent that to them. And the school works, is an operation. And as far as the teacher, maybe the teacher doesn't only have to be paid in dollars and cents, but if the church can help him with food and with transportation, that also is a big help. And then the whole church can work together and help with things like even housing. That's how Christians should work in setting up Christian schools. I know several examples. I know of times when parents gave $1,000 or tens of thousands of dollars to free their children from prison. or to save the children from deportation from America. I think it's better for parents to pay to send their children to Christian schools. It's better to pay for them to go to Christian schools when they're little than to pay for lawyers when they're big. There's a few here.